This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents poet Anne Sexton reading her own work, including the poems With Mercy for the Greedy, Letter Written on a Ferry While Crossing Long Island Sound, and others.
With mercy for the greedy, for my friend Ruth, who urges me to make an appointment for the sacrament of confession. Concerning your letter in which you ask me to call a priest, and in which you ask me to wear the cross that you enclose, your own cross, your dog-bitten cross, no larger than a thumb, small and wooden, no thorns, this rose. I pray to its shadow, that gray place where it lies on your letter. Deep, deep, I detest my sins. And I try to believe in the cross. I touch its tender hips, its dark-jawed face, its solid neck, its brown sleep. True, there is a beautiful Jesus. He is frozen to his bones like a chunk of beef. How desperately he wants to pull his arms in. How desperately I touch his vertical and horizontal axis. But I can't. Need is not quite belief. All morning long I have worn your cross, hung with package string around my throat. It tapped me lightly as a child's heart might, tapping secondhand, softly waiting to be born. Ruth, I cherish the letter you wrote. My friend, I was born doing reference work in sin, and born confessing it. That is what poems are. With mercy for the greedy, they are the tongue's wrangle, the world's pottage, the rat's star. The Starry Night. Vincent van Gogh, in a letter to his brother. That does not keep me from having a terrible need of, shall I say the word, religion. Then I go out at night to paint the stars. The town does not exist except where one black-haired tree slips up like a drowned woman into the hot sky. The town is silent. The night boils with 11 stars. Oh, starry, starry night, this is how I want to die. It moves. They are all alive. Even the moon bulges in its orange irons to push children like a god from its eye. The old unseen serpent swallows up the stars. Oh, starry, starry night, this is how I want to die. Into that rushing beast of the night, sucked up by that great dragon, to split from my life with no flag, no belly, no cry. Letter written on a ferry while crossing Long Island Sound. I am surprised to see that the ocean is still going on. Now I am going back, and I have ripped my hand from your hand as I said I would, and I have made it this far as I said I would, and I am on the top deck now, holding my wallet, my cigarettes, and my car keys at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday in August of 1960. Dearest, although everything has happened, nothing has happened. The sea is very old. The sea is the face of Mary without miracles or rage or unusual hope, grown rough and wrinkled with incurable age. Still, I have eyes. These are my eyes. The orange letters that spell Orient on the life preserver that hangs by my knees. The cement lifeboat that wears its dirty canvas coat. The faded sign that sits on its shelf saying, keep off. Oh, all right, I say, I'll save myself. Over my right shoulder, I see four nuns who sit like a bridge club, their faces poked out from under their habits, as good babies who have sunk into their carriages. Without discrimination, the wind pulls the skirts of their arms. Almost undressed, I see what remains, that holy wrist, that ankle, that chain. Oh God, although I am very sad, could you please let these four nuns loosen from their leather boots and their wooden chairs to rise out over this greasy deck, out over this iron rail, nodding their pink heads to one side, flying four abreast in the old-fashioned side stroke, each mouth open and round, breathing together as fish do, singing without sound. Dearest, see how my dark girls sally forth over the passing lighthouse of Plum Gut, its shell as rusty as a camp dish, as fragile as a pagoda on a stone, out over the little lighthouse that warns me of drowning winds that rub over its blind bottom and its blue cover, winds that will take the toes and the ears of the rider or the lover. There go my dark girls, their dresses puff in the leeward air. Oh, they are lighter than flying dogs or the breath of dolphins. Each mouth opens gratefully, wider than a milk cup. My dark girls sing for this. They are going up. See them rise on black wings, drinking the sky without smiles or hands or shoes. They call back to us from the gauzy edge of paradise. Good news, good news. Self in 1958. What is reality? I'm a plaster doll. I pose with eyes that cut open without landfall or nightfall upon some shellacked and grinning person, eyes that open, blue, steel, and close. Am I approximately an eye-magnon transplant? I have hair, black angel stuffing to comb, nylon legs, luminous arms and some advertised clothes. I live in a doll's house with four chairs, a counterfeit table, a flat roof and a big front door. Many have come to such a small crossroad. There is an iron bed. Life enlarges, life takes aim. A cardboard floor, windows that flash open on someone's city, and little more. Someone plays with me, plants me in the all-electric kitchen. Is this what Mrs. Rumbauer said? Someone pretends with me. I'm walled in solid by their noise, or puts me upon their straight bed. They think I am me. Their warmth is not a friend. They pry my mouth for their cups of gin and their stale bread. What is reality to this synthetic doll? Who should smile, who should shift gears, should spring the doors open in a wholesome disorder and have no evidence of ruin or fears? But I would cry, rooted into the wall that was once my mother, if I could remember how, or if I had the tears.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.